right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. I'm your host, Bryce, joined by Pizza Mind, my notorious co-host, Aaron. Things good in your neck of the woods?
Things are looking up. I feel like it's time to finally start scaling into the markets a little bit. And with that, we need the right tools to do so. I'm still a huge believer in DeFi. I don't care what the prices are. I don't care what the liquidity is. I think this is really, really the future. And for me, it's the present. And one of the tools that I like to do is called 1inch. And this is an amazing DEX aggregation exchange that allows me to source liquidity from all over the place. Because as you know me, I like the really, really obscure coins that no one's ever heard of that maybe has $1,000 over here and $100 over there. And if I'm going to build a position, I need help. So I'm really, really excited for our guest today, who's done a tremendous job in helping me along my way.
Yeah, we have Sergey Kuntz with the 1inch Network joining us, the co-founder. Sergey, welcome to the Crypto 101 podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so, you know, we were researching a little bit about the history of the 1inch Network, we realized that it was kind of developed, the initial beta product was developed at a hackathon in under 24 hours. Could you tell us a little bit about that founding story?
So actually, we spent like 36 hours without sleep. Yeah, it was really crazy. It was really hard. At the end of the hackathon, the room behind me started to change somehow. But yeah, I was able to deliver. The thing is, I and Anton, my co-founder, we were traveling around the globe, participating on all the hackathons. So altogether, we participated on 17 hackathons. It was India, South Africa, Berlin, Stuttgart in Germany, New York, Boston, Denver, London, we were in Japan as well, and a lot of other really nice places. And everywhere we tried to build just something. We just came on a hackathon to this idea, just specific idea. On one hackathon in Cape Town, South Africa, we built decentralized video platform, kind of streaming platform, where you pay for each kilobyte you receive, so better quality you pay more, so kind of through state channels. Another hackathon we built like real life QR drops, QR token airdrops. So it's like airdrop, you give a QR code, can be scanned, and you can claim tokens. We actually use it right now for events. We have poker chips, and we distribute to onboard more people into 1inch Network. And in New York, back in 2019, May, we came to the idea, why not to combine all liquidity sources into a single one? Actually, Anton came with the idea just to build a page where you see all the sources and you select one. And I suggested to them, I'm very, very bad in kind of algorithms and math. I have actually no degrees, but I had the gut feeling that this could be maybe work, that you just slice your amount in small pieces and exchange everywhere a little bit. Yeah, but it makes sense. Yeah, based on calculation. You would get the best rate. So Anton left like for 2 hours, came back with the algorithm. I implemented it in the DApp, and it worked. So I was like running through the hackathon, pitched to everyone. Some people said this is the next big thing. I guess it was Liam Horn, the organizer of Ethereum Global. He said he needs to sit when he tried it out. And actually we with this approach, we solved a huge problem. Nowadays we have really a lot of liquidity distributed among a lot of liquidity sources. Alone on Ethereum, we have 25,000 smart contracts where we source the liquidity from. Back in the days, of course, there were like only 4 protocols and I don't know, maybe 5,000 smart contracts. But anyway, it made sense to do that. And we actually introduced the aggregation market. In the last bull run, we have seen a lot of volume. Other aggregators started to popping up, trying to do the same what we invented. But it's also great. We see it's like we are hackers who traveled around the globe and did all the time kind of competition and kind of sparring, I call it. Now we have other people trying to expand the market and onboard all the new people. It's also great, and try to also to innovate. I'm still waiting for the innovation from these guys, but this is how it
That's
is.
really exciting. Just being able to travel around the world, meet like-minded people, build together, friendly competition. The Ethereum community is an absolutely tremendous community of individuals. But it wasn't just there because the competition breeds innovation as well. Shortly after your launch, it was very clear that, when you're sourcing liquidity from all these places, the gas costs just add up and add up and add up. So you've come up with some pretty novel ways to optimize gas on Ethereum even before the merge. Can you talk about what some of the technologies were that were available then, and how does the merge affect a platform like Oneinch now that things are so different?
Actually, we started to optimize the gas costs for swaps by introducing a chi token. So, like in Asian martial arts, you have this chi. So, a 1 inch comes actually from the 1 inch punch from Bruce Lee. Yeah? It's not about the size or something.
Ah, I was gonna ask you how
Actually.
that name came up, but then it makes sense. Okay, so the 1 inch punch, you could knock a person back with just 1 inch. Okay, that's
This
awesome.
it was done highly efficient by Bruce Lee, actually I met the friend of Shannon Lee, the doctor of Bruce Lee. So if you give me a handshake, you are three handshakes away from Bruce Lee, actually.
I'll never wash my hand again after.
I don't wash my right hand anymore. We introduced the Chi token. It's actually a fork of Gas token, which was invented by two guys from New York. They did small research on the EVM compatibility, and they found out that it makes sense to create smart contracts on Ethereum and destroy them. So creating smart contracts when the gas cost is low, and destroying them when the gas price is high. And we have seen like huge gas prices on this pump and dump events on the market, where people started to sell everything or to buy everything. We came to the idea to just rebrand, kind of reinvent this technology. We rebranded it with Chi, and we improved the smart contract itself, made it more efficient. And offered people to burn the token. Actually, we burned by we first we printed it by ourselves, spent like maybe $10,000 or something from our own pocket, and deposited on a smart contract of 1 inch router, and reduced the gas cost of the users. So users actually paid less than they should, because like we used this inefficiency in AVM. Which was discovered by these two guys from New York. So, and Vitalik found out that it's not cool and came to a proposal to remove this functionality from the EVM. And he did it successfully. After that, the Chi token is not useful at all on Ethereum, but I guess it's still working on Binance Smart Chain, or maybe Polygon, but I'm not sure. So this was kind of first kind of hack, I would say, to improve the gas costs on Ethereum. And nowadays we just try to build things more efficient. For example, our router, when you swap on Uniswap liquidity pools, is around 10 percentage more efficient, gas cost cheaper than the Uniswap router, because my co-founder and our lead blockchain engineer Mikhail, they rewrote the swap logic in like assembly code, which is highly kind of efficient, really small, and they removed not necessarily required checks. There are some checks you don't need that to do that because like the checks are already happening in the liquidity pools itself, and that's why we are like more efficient for swaps, also on Uniswap pools. So it makes no sense at all to go to Uniswap and to exchange there. And we have also specific approach to exchange on multiple liquidity sources through multiple markets to achieve the best rates and also best gas costs. So our algorithm take into account the gas costs. So it makes no sense, for example, to use 20 liquidity sources because it would cost a lot of gas. So the algorithm reduces to a most efficient one.
Wow, that's definitely a lot, and it's a pretty complicated mechanism that you guys have for the Chai token or the Chi token. And you know, there's also the 1-inch token, which we can maybe get into a little bit later. But if we kind of zoom out and we take a look at the space holistically, can you kind of give us an overview of what are the verticals that really exist in DeFi? And what are some of the best projects in each vertical? Like, you know, I think of you guys as an aggregator. I think of, you know, maybe Uniswap as a swap facility. And there's all sorts of different ones. But can you kind of give us an overview of what's out there?
So Uniswap is a great project for sure. So actually, when we started to build 1-inch on the hackathon, I first was talking with Vitalik. And then Hayden walk around my table. I catch them for like 5 minutes talk. Yeah, and actually I came to the idea with the unicorn because the Hayden was like next year of my table. We talked a little bit. I thought like, yeah, unicorn is cool, but this we had the team name of our team name was on the hackathon Cryptomaniacs. So actually, this is like the name of our YouTube channel, which we had. We were like auditors, security auditors, and we did live streams. Yeah, and I thought we should combine it. The mad, angry, highly focused unicorn. Regarding the projects, so Uniswap is a really great project. We see it as a great liquidity source. They try also to build on kind of aggregator among all liquid sources. What I actually suggest to Hayden just to use our technology, but they decided to do best by themselves. We are doing better because we are like we're building more fish. We have a really good team for that. We have like 120 people around the globe working this network. And they decided to build by themselves. That's okay. They aggregate only among all liquid sources, but this is not the efficient way. The efficient way is to aggregate everywhere where it's possible. Yeah. To get the best user experience. There are also other projects like Balancer. They're also innovating, creating new things. We see Aave as well, which is actually for lending. Yeah. Compound. I actually was looking for more innovation from Compound side because they raised multiple times a lot of money. Yeah. And actually what they built in the last version is, I don't know, what is worth. It's nothing from our point of view innovative. And something innovative would be maybe something, Lightning protocol where you can list any token, like permissionless Lightning protocol. That would be great. Mm-hmm. We need Oracle protocol as well, on-chain price Oracle protocol, which is highly difficult to manipulate. What's already right now not existing. Uniswap tried to solve this, but didn't do that properly because they tried to build a kind of liquidity source and the Oracle protocol. From our point of view, you build liquidity source protocol or you build a price Oracle protocol.
Can't be one and the same.
Different things from our point of view. Yeah. There are also kind of other products out there. Of course, aggregators of aggregators, nice idea of MetaMask. They earned actually $100 million by using 1-inch for free. So actually, we didn't receive anything from this money, because our service is for free. We don't charge any fees on top, yeah, on the exchanges. These are kind of legal things, because if you charge something, you need to have a license and need to be regulated. So we actually provide only the information how to exchange the user to it by themselves. Yeah, and yeah, MetaMask efficiently used that by earning like in little bit more than 1 year, 100 millions of US dollars. Yeah, there are some wallets out there try to onboard new people. It's also great. So my team is also working on that. We have like Android, iOS wallet. It needs to be done. I tried to onboard coffee shops here in Stuttgart, where I'm living. To offer also crypto payments, like in one each wallet, you can request a payment and you show just QR code. I need to scan it and I send you Euro T, for example, yeah, in Germany. So we have Lightning protocols, we have DEXs, like liquidity source, like Curve did also a great job. But I like this Uniswap V3 version, really, that you can allocate specific price. Field, I earn also my passive income from Uniswap actually, when doing that. Yeah, Curve did really great job for stable to stable token swaps. Started with the integration 1H actually. I don't know if you have seen that. I'm also one of the first liquidity provider there, with my,
On
I
which
don't
one
know,
is
maybe
that?
$10,000. Curve, Curve,
Oh, on Curve. Okay.
Curve, yeah. So I got some of these tokens, wasted them for 4 years, and I don't know
Yeah, you're
what's happening.
bonded.
Like,
One might say you were ahead of the curve in that regard, as we're big fans of Curve as well. You mentioned just something I don't want to get lost. That request payments thing in the 1-inch wallet. I didn't even know you guys had a wallet. What are some other features in that 1-inch wallet? Let's focus on that for a minute.
The wallet was just built because we knew, I don't know, we knew one guy who was building on I guess Dash wallet or something, and we told them like Ethereum needs a really user-friendly wallet which protect the people and explain what you're signing. Yeah, so the wallet explained when you sign a transaction, it explained that it's 1-inch swap or this is Uniswap swap, or you sign it, kind of sign a message, and you it's then fully explained what you signed there. Not like you see JSON output like in MetaMask. It's differently. Yeah, there's a Diab browser in it. There's a plugin for Safari on iOS. There's also an Android version already. So we got additional team a little bit later than iOS team. They're working to improve the user experience, to onboard new people. So for example, yeah, buy crypto directly in the wallet. Actually, what we are building right now is to onboard people into crypto friendly German bank. So it's also kind of new thing what we didn't announce yet, but the team is working very hard on that. The idea is to provide every crypto people crypto friendly bank account in the pocket. Yeah, so in the just in the app, you create a new non-custodian wallet, you should be able also to create IBAN account here in Europe, and also to be able to order a debit card, to pay with the debit card with your crypto which you deposit in a custodian service. This is a very try to onboard more people to make it more user friendly. This is the idea of the wallet.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, something that you think is on the horizon, but it's not really here yet, you know, broadly. Maybe if you could fast forward or look into the future 2 years out or something, what do you think will be big that's just starting to be talked about by really smart people?
I guess there are different fields like this retail field where like And customers are looking to have a passive income, to earn something. DeFi makes it accessible for everyone. So everyone around the globe can just participate in the liquidity pool of Uniswap or other protocols and provide liquidity, US dollar to US dollar, and earn something on that, or Ethereum to US dollar, and to earn on that. In the traditional finance, it's difficult to get access to good financial instruments, and DeFi makes it possible. Lending protocol, you lend USD, USDC, USDT, actually USD, and get passive income. Yeah, of course, right now here in Europe as well, the increase the earnings for the balances on the bank account. But anyway, some of the banks, they just pay out, they just keep it for themselves. Yeah, this is just a little bit difficult. Yeah, and also to work with a bank as a crypto guy is difficult. Yeah, so I see in the future that the banks who are fast enough and smart enough and accept crypto and are crypto friendly and understand and do the KYC and ML very well, then they will win. And so we can onboard more and more people. I would love to see in a couple of years every third people here, like actually everywhere, using cryptocurrencies, like at least Ethereum,
Yeah,
DeFi,
in
maybe
some
layer two.
capacity.
Yeah.
That is a massive undertaking.
We can scale very well, I'm pretty sure, with layer two solutions like ZkSync is coming very soon as well. That's a good solution. But also Ethereum did really great stuff after the merge. We are now green. We will scale. There's a plan, really good plan. I guess the hardest thing was to switch to proof of stake, yeah. And the next steps will be much smoother, much easier, much faster, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Speaking about emerging things a few years out, do you think blockchain-based domain names have a future, or is it just a fad?
Yeah, there are a couple of domains. So like ENS servers, for example, or unstable domains. I'm also using unstoppable domains. You can choose different TLDs, like I have crypto, for example, disks.crypto. And it's nice kind of, I guess also some browsers support them, like Brave should support unstoppable domains, I don't know. And this is also kind of step forward to for better adoption, or so also acceptance of the users. And Web3 is all about kind of the decentralization, and it makes sense to have such a service where yeah, DAO can register domain, yeah, and use this domain to serve the app, for example, in a fully decentralized manner by using decentralized file storage protocols. Right now we have a couple of them like IPFS, but it's not incentivized. We have Filecoin and some others. Some more are coming. So I have some friends building on decentralized storage protocol, DNet called. It's also a cool, nice thing. It's like in this Silicon Valley series. I don't know if you have seen
Yeah, Pied Piper.
Piper. Yeah, they have built actually this decentralized storage thing where like it was a little bit of files everywhere, also in refrigerators and so on. Actually, these guys built this already in 2018. They used they built it actually as a business product for a gas station provider. And this provider had a lot of gas stations, and they used all the PCs in the gas station to use this as file storage. And all the files were like cut in small pieces, encrypted, and distributed among all these computers. Yeah. Actually, they have it already, and they plan to release those for the DeFi space. This is also coming. This is also
You said it's called
fully
DNet?
necessarily. DNet, yeah. DNet. They got a grant from One Inch Foundation. You can see on oneinch.io under, I guess, grants or somewhere. Decentralized file storage protocol. I would love to see it like as a 1-inch decentralized storage protocol. But the integration of external team, we have a couple of teams which are kind of external. We have also Hardware Wallet team who's building 1-inch Hardware Wallet. It's also
Wow.
one of the cool things was coming.
I hope it's a little bit bigger than 1 inch, or I'm going to lose it faster than my private keys.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than 1 inch. Yeah. When you come to one of our booths on the events, what's happening around the globe, you will see a small prototype. You can check it out. This kind of also other projects, they ask for grants, build on something. If it's successful or it's good to use, production ready, it would be integrated in 1-inch network. And this is 1-inch network all about it.
Now, crypto clearly is in a little bit of a bear market, but it seems like the innovation and things still, adoption levels, everything kind of keeps growing. So there's a little bit of a divergence. Do you think really mainly the reason for the crypto bear market is because they're of the traditional macro bear market? And do you think that, they're going to kind of break the correlation anytime soon?
So yeah, they are like crypto is really correlated to the traditional finance. The thing is, I open my stock account and like I see like -30% yeah of my investment, which I
Right.
did like 2 months ago.
It's been
And in
bad.
crypto, actually in crypto is a little bit better if you compare like 2 months period. Yeah, they are kind of together. So if this traditional market drops, everything drops. So current situation is also kind of terrible. So we have the war. So Russian Putin war against Ukraine and actually whole world from my point of view, it's really terrible. We had Corona time. Actually, after Corona, the recovery time is very long normally after sort of like pandemic. The recovery is like over 10 years to get a healthier kind of environment for growing. And we got like additional war which is not ended yet, so we don't know what's happening. Maybe like this old man start to send like atomic bomb to Europe and US or whatever, yeah. So it's gonna be really crazy. So I hope not. I hope not. I hope it will be done soon. Yeah, and for crypto, it's like it's a kind of damage in terms of yeah, you lose people. People need to take care about other things. Yeah, so a lot of people traveling out of Russia, a lot of people traveling a lot like out of Ukraine, try to find a new home. Other people lose jobs. Yeah, kind of a lot of things happening. So here in Germany, for example, where I'm living, it's terrible, really terrible to find someone who like fix your house. Yeah, if you have like water leak or something, it's difficult to find someone who can fix this. Yeah, a lot of companies, they're overloaded, less people than before pandemic. Yeah, kind of this is right now not really stable situation, and but this is a good time for builders to build, to innovate, to make something more efficient. Actually, 1-inch was built also in the bear market back in 2019. I remember the Ethereum dropped to like from $150 to $80,
I
and a
remember
lot of
that.
people were like really kind of sad and not happy. And yeah, and we didn't care about that. We were just traveling around the globe. We enjoyed this networking with the people, to meet new people, to build new things, to try to solve something. And this is time for innovation, for building new things, for sure.
Yeah, well said. And this market, it seems like there's no shortage of builders. The conferences I'm going to are still packed full of developers. Hackathons are sold out. It's an amazing time to be in this space, really, prices aside. In Texas, it's very much the same, where we don't have as many repair people or plumbers. And if there's a freeze, you know, there could be a big, big problem to try and find someone to come replace it for the same reasons like you mentioned. But that's kind of one thing I want to ask you is, you know, of all the people you've met in this space, I mean, literally the best and brightest minds you've been at the table with, who's one person that really stands out to you that you admire, who motivates you to keep doing what you're doing?
I would say this is only one person. This is, first of all, I guess, like in the first place, my daughter, who, for whom I am building and living and doing, and my family, and also my Vanish family, yeah. Those people who are working with me together to build the future of finances, yeah, and yeah, future of actually also decentralized applications. This drive, this motivates just like this, like a wave, yeah. If you are driving this wave with those people together, yeah, it makes happy also to like, I have my daughter to 50%, so my wife left me like November 2018. She said I need to move out from the flat, and I moved to my mining office. I had a very dirty old mining office. Yeah, I had like 150 graphic cards, and I was sleeping on an air bath back in 2018 and traveling around the globe. Had my daughter to 50% every 3-4 days we switched. So now we switch like every 10 days so I can travel around the globe, participate on the events, speak, and also meet our people who are participating.
That's an incredible silver lining. I also had to sleep on an air mattress in a mining office in 2018. Goodness. So I know how you felt to some degree there.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing story, and it's amazing to hear what makes you tick and what makes you build. Sergey, we really appreciate your time coming on to the show. And we look forward to seeing all the amazing things that the 1-inch team and community of builders produces over the course of the next years.
Yes, thank you very much for inviting.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.